Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. From bad to worse, if you're flying out of Newark Liberty, there have been flight disruptions and air traffic control issues there all week, and now United is cutting dozens of flights.
In a letter to customers by United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby, he's calling on the FAA to fix long-simmering challenges in Newark that boiled over this week. He says over 30% of FAA controllers at Newark walked off the job. It's resulted in chaos for flights with the average delay on Thursday at Newark at over 5 hours with more flights canceled. Newark is a major hub for United. Now the airline says it's been forced to indefinitely remove 35 round-trip flights from its Newark schedule every day because of the ongoing controller problems. Alex Stone, ABC News for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says they are working to improve the system, but that won't happen overnight. It's just ugly for passengers, this man told Channel 7.
I'm going to Seattle, and my flight was originally 7 a.m., and now it's 12 p.m. What are you going to do? I really don't have a choice.
So far today, the mess continues. 54 cancellations and 22 delays at last call. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest info. Mayor Adams may be getting ready to abandon a plan to replace Rikers Island. The Daily News reports his honor is exploring looking at changing the current plan to close the notorious jail and replace it with borough-based sites. Instead, he says he's considering using the new sites for housing. Adams has reportedly asked top staffers to look into how many units of housing could be built at those sites intended for borough-based jails in Manhattan, Queens, and the Bronx, and looking at the possibility of turning the Brooklyn site, currently under construction, into a mental health facility. It wouldn't be an easy move to pull off. In addition to regulatory issues and likely backlash, it could also violate a law mandating the city shutter Rikers by 2027. A statement from City Hall said the administration's position hasn't changed, continuing to build borough-based schools while working to close Rikers. Last night was not opening night, after all, for a popular concert venue in Brooklyn.
The Brooklyn Mirage canceled its first show of the season just 2 hours before it was supposed to start. They said they didn't pass their final safety inspection in time, leaving fans like John Hanos feeling disappointed.
So when we got the cancellation last night, it was pretty disappointing. We understand that they wanted to put the safety first of their customers. I respect that on their decision, but I feel like they weren't completely transparent.
Even DJ Sarah Landry said she found out just before showtime.
It seems like they tried blaming it on the city rather than themselves.
The Mirage says that refunds are being offered, but for fans, they feel they've been majorly let down. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Q teams are out there. 1010 Winds' Juliet Papa rode along with the new NYPD effort to clean up quality of life issues.
Under the overpass on Vermont Street in Brooklyn, a dumping ground for stolen cars.
It was parked illegally. The officers observed that. And then they see that the plate doesn't match the car. And you get out, you walk around, you see it's missing the hood, missing the airbag, missing the door. So it was obviously stripped for parts.
That's Deputy Chief William Glynn overseeing the Q teams, launched just 2 weeks ago to address quality of life issues in the city. Jonathan lives on the corner and sees the damage done when cars park for a nearby restaurant.
They park it here at nighttime and then there's like broken windows.
He says he won't walk here at night and was glad to see something being done about it. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Word the NYPD is cracking down on cyclists. Streetsblog reporting officers are giving criminal summonses instead of tickets for minor infractions. That shift means cyclists will have to go to criminal court for running a red light or blowing through a stop sign. Alexis Sledge of Transportation Alternatives tells 1010 Winds this is not a good use of police enforcement.
There's so much more New York City can be doing to making our city a better place and a safer place to walk, bike, take transit, and just get around. Obviously, rolling this back is a great first step, but if we think about something like the streets plan, a legal requirement that the Adams administration has to build certain numbers of miles of protected bike lanes every single year.
1010 Winds has reached out to the NYPD and City Hall for response. Fibro Bike Tour is tomorrow. 32,000 riders are taking over the streets. Some of them have amazing stories.
Blind for 11 years, Terrell Dobbins went from this.
Very depressed. I was very angry at the world.
To this.
Blindness or any kind of visual impairment isn't the end of your journey, no matter what it is.
He got tired of giving up on himself and embraced his new life, becoming a captain for Team USA at the International Blind Baseball World Series. Now he's riding a tandem bike in Sunday's tour.
I have the utmost respect for him.
Cyclist Mark Goldstein is Terrell's pilot.
You know, it's really all about communication, and it's also just, you know, making a new friend, and we communicate throughout the whole ride.
Dobbins has also overcome a kidney transplant. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Of course, all those riders are also mean major traffic issues, so stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. There are still cherry blossoms to see, and starting today, you can enjoy them on Cherry Walk, the stretch of the Hudson River Greenway between West 100th and 125th Streets. It's been closed for the last 8 months for major work, including repaving and new lane markings to separate cyclists and pedestrians. Trisha Shimomura is the Manhattan Borough Commissioner for City Parks. She tells 1010 Winds.
New Yorkers have been asking us day after day about when it's coming back. We're so excited to see pedestrians, bikers, skaters, and really all New Yorkers and visitors alike coming back to the waterfront. The
site was originally supposed to reopen in mid-April, but final safety inspections and other work delayed it for a few weeks. He almost died in a car crash less than a year ago. This weekend, a Long Island student is back on the baseball field.
17-year-old Anthony Pagliuca calls his recovery from the horrific crash a miracle.
You know, I was in a coma for a pretty long time. I had to do rehab, memory things, which was, I didn't really want to do it, but since I did do it, it made me get back here to where I am.
He's a senior at St. Anthony's High School. He's pitching this weekend for his school's baseball game.
Pretty much my whole family's going to be there. It's not about winning or losing. I feel like it's just about enjoying the moment.
Two of his friends died in the crash.
I just pray for them every day.
His two friends will be honored during the game this weekend. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.